That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Today is International Women's Day. And now I can finally get it all off my chest. If you think that women should not make the same amount as a man does for doing the exact same job, that is all I need to know about you. If you think a woman can't do a job as good as a man can do, that is all I need to know about you. And if you're rolling your eyes at me right now, Raven.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I feel like I'm standing in a wind tunnel and the flames are coming out of your mouth here. And I'm just withstanding. It's like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when they all start melting or in Poltergeist.
That's all I need to know about
you. I'm just making sure I'm here taking all the bullets for guys that they need to take today so that you can get it off your chest. Like you said, you've been waiting.
Feels good.
You feel good?
Feels good.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
All right, I'm good.
All right, good.
Yeah. All right.
If you are in a public place or some sort of public function and you, despite the fact that your phone is dinging and then it dings again and it dings again, everybody can hear your phone. You're not answering your phone.
No, that's the worst.
This is not a place for your phone to be making noise, and you don't put it on vibrate. That's all I need to know about you. I'm in a service. Turn your phone off, lady.
Turn your phone off. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, listen, you're a grown woman. You're not a teenager. Mm-hmm. You're not 22 years old, in which case I still blame the parents. You're not that. You're 50-something years old.
Like, turn off your phone.
Turn off your phone.
Yeah, right. There's always that one person that just, like, you're like, I mean, at this point, when phones first came out, yeah. I get it. It was a little bit confusing.
Look, I'm important. I'm a doctor.
Right.
You know, I'm cool. I got my Bluetooth in. Like, you're 50-something out of service.
Yeah, turn off your phone.
Put it on vibrate, please. Yeah.
Right. If you're a person who goes into the stall at the men's bathroom and just mumbles to themselves, that's all I need to know about
you. Oh, somebody call somebody. If you encountered that, call the authorities.
Somebody's been doing that here because I saw it on Twitter that they were complaining about it.
Well, clearly that person has some conflicted things going on with them, and we should have some empathy.
Well,
right.
I mean, it's weird when it's your boss, though.
We're not prepared to handle that stuff. Right.
Are you talking about me?
Perfect time for negotiations. Good luck with that.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's International Women's Day here on Star 99.9. We'll be playing all songs with women throughout the days. It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Captain Marvel, we had the premiere, and we sent producer Christian out there to ask the women in the audience if they could have any superhero power.
Right. What power would they choose?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what they had to say.
What's one superpower? If you could have any one, what one would you have?
Mind reading.
Ooh, mind reading. Who would you test your powers out on?
My two boys.
That's mine, too.
You know what? I mean,
that's 100% mine.
I'm just going to say this, and I know I'll be lynched for it. I'm just going to say that you ask a woman what her superpower is. It's not, I don't want to be invisible. I don't want to fly. I want to catch dudes lying to me.
That's not...
Her boys. That's what she said. She said, I want to read minds, and I want to catch dudes lying.
Well, I want to catch my daughter lying, too. I want to know what my husband's
You heard
thinking.
It in her voice. She said those boys.
When I look at you and I say, are you paying attention?
Right.
I want to be able to read your mind, but when you say, yeah, and I know that you're not...
But here's the thing.
What?
You're looking me in the face, and you're telling me that you're saying that about your daughter, and I know that you're thinking it about me.
Well, right.
Right?
About all of them.
See that? So I did. I'm just saying.
That's for everybody.
It's just dangerous is all I'm saying, guys. Beware.
Uh-huh.
All right? When you run into the first superhero power girl,
mm-hmm.
She's just going to read your mind.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
The ability to fill things.
I'm not sure I understand. Could you explain?
Well, you'd have the ability to fill your bank account,
nice.
Fill your stomach, fill anything, even your enemy's bladder.
Please tell me you would use your powers for good.
Yeah, to fill my bank account.
I mean,
early on, it sounded like what she really wanted was a job for a superhero.
That's a superpower.
And then after she got me when she just wants to explode her enemy's bladder.
I was like, oh, genius, really?
Right. Why didn't we think of that?
It's not harm if you don't explode them. Maybe she just wants them to wet themselves in public and then humiliation will take care of the rest, I guess. She's a clever one, that one.
Yeah.
All right.
What's one superpower? What one would you want to have?
I think it would be invisibility.
Why would you have invisibility?
Finally.
Just for a little me time.
Away from the kids, away from the husband, that
you
sort of thing.
You got it. I wanted to be invisible last night. I mean, I know everyone says this, but I just want to go to the bathroom by myself.
Right.
Like, I don't understand.
Right.
Why does everybody have to come into the bathroom? It's like nobody cares about me throughout the day. When I'm making dinner, no one's volunteering to help.
No, nobody. When nobody's around and you're sitting, but when it's cleaning, time to urinate.
Right. Or when it's time to go to bed, like I get in bed and all of a sudden I see a little finger come over. I'm playing Candy Crush.
Right.
It's not, get away from me. I just want to be invisible.
You should talk to the bladder filler.
Yeah.
All right. She can just constantly fill your bladder and then you would be the most popular. People would be with you all the time.
Uh-huh.
What's one superpower, if you could have any in the world, which one would you have?
I'd like to have the power to heal.
You'd make millions.
Nice. I suppose I would heal those who are suffering, or whether they're in pain or they're battling some kind of disease, or just to take that pain away and make them all better.
What's wrong with Christian?
I don't know. I thought the same thing.
She wants to heal the world, and she immediately you want to monetize it. On top of it, you're just like, she goes to explain, and you're done with her answer.
As soon as she really like got into like why she would want to do that, I was like, I feel like an awful person because I said millions.
Okay, you hear him rushing
right? Good, okay.
He wants to collect a copay while she's healing the world.
right.
Yeah, we're going to get to more of the superhero powers you would like coming up next right here on Star 99.9. It's International Women's Day. Here at Star 99.9, we'll be celebrating all day long by playing songs throughout the day with women featured on them. But what we did is we had producer Christian last night at the Captain Marvel premiere, and we were talking about strong women. And strong women, if you could have any superhero power, what would it be?
Yeah, so far, the superhero powers have been catching men in lies, mostly.
Not all of them.
All right, well, some of them.
Also catching your children in lies.
Right.
Very important.
But they were boys.
Yeah. Well, right.
What's one superpower, if you could have any in the world, which one would you choose?
Teleportation.
First place you would go?
Probably back in time.
You'd go back in time?
Maybe time travel instead of teleportation.
Fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get one device that does both.
Right.
I like where this one's heading.
I'll pay extra for that.
Right.
It does both.
Right, right. Yeah, because, it's a sound investment. You go back. You get the results of things. You make some dough. You make some investments back in the day.
If you could teleport yourself to any point in history, where would you go?
I'd probably go to the American Revolution.
You get shot there. Why would you want to go there?
I'm going to show up, and then, like, when, you know, something comes at me, I'm just going to teleport right back out of there. And I mean, the bullets were really slow back then, right? So somebody fires a bullet. Cannonball, you see it bouncing before it hits you.
I don't necessarily know if that's true.
Then you just hit the button and you're right back up.
All right, we're going to get some more of your superhero powers coming up next right here on Star 99.9. It's International Women's Day, and last night we had our own premiere of Captain Marvel, who, of course, is a woman superhero.
Well, thank you for those stating of those facts.
Some people don't know correct. That. Yeah.
You're right. Captain Marvel, right.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We sent producer Christian to our premiere, and we had him ask women in the audience if they could have any superpower. What would it be?
This is revealing stuff right here. When you get to the heart of the matter, people, it's like a fantasy.
Yep.
It's International Women's Day. If you could choose one superpower, any in the world, what would it be?
Like transportation. My daughter watches a lot of Dragon Ball Z.
What would be the first place that you go?
It sounds corny, but I would go home.
I mean, I don't think that's corny.
I mean, you met a good person.
Yeah.
You're clearly the best person that we're going to talk to all day.
I think I would want to go home too, right?
You know,
go
to bed. My job to be funny, and I was here, ready to go, ready to pounce, and now I'm defeated.
Because she wants to go home.
She was so nice.
Right? She is nice.
So nice, and it was so heartfelt. She wants to go home. Wherever home is, let's get her home.
All right.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
It would definitely be super strength. So that way, you know, I'm a quiet person. So when I get angry, they know to watch out.
Right. What would the first thing you do if you had super strength? You'd be lifting up cars. What would you be doing?
I think I would be lifting up people who get on my nerves. Yeah. Like, just toss them over there in the corner, you know?
first, I thought she was going to be like, you know, I would teach them there's a better way or whatever. No, she's like, no, I would actually toss that person.
I would throw them so far against the wall as hard as I could.
I love it when she's quiet and what she wants is that hidden. She's like the Hulk.
Right.
She wants to be the Hulk.
Exactly.
I do what you're saying. All right.
Little pent-up anger there.
Right.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one superpower that you wish you could have?
I would like to be able to read minds.
Would you use your powers for good or for evil?
Oh, I definitely would use them for good.
I would use mine for good and evil. You know? Let's be honest.
You know what, right?
Very
that's a good answer.
Superhero.
Perception being reality, right? I mean, everybody who was crazy or was not doing good probably thought they were still doing good at the time, right?
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
But. I've given this a lot of thought, and I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to read minds.
Read
I don't know
minds.
How to do it, but I got to figure it out. I'm going to buy one of those, like, how to read how minds to for dummies. You
perfect.
Know?
Yeah. Perfect, right.
What's one superpower that you wish you had?
Instant teleportation.
Where would you go? What would the first place you went be?
Ireland.
Oh.
I mean, that's all nice. I mean, I'm thinking bank vault first.
Oh.
Teleportation, bank vault first is what I'm thinking. Everything else comes after that.
I think I'd go to a beach somewhere. I've been wanting to go to maybe like back to Bora Bora would be nice.
Right,
just
that
like
would
wake
be
up.
Nice. Cabo. Yeah. It would be nice. Then you wouldn't have to deal with the flights in and out if you had teleportation.
Yeah.
You could just hop to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, be like a private jet.
You don't have to pay extra for your extra baggage.
Oh, nice.
Dream come true.
Oh, they whacked me last time I went to Mexico, too.
Yep.
Hey, what's your name?
Anne.
If you had to choose one superpower, what would it be?
To be invisible.
Why would you do that?
So I could escape from my children.
At least she's honest. That's right.
You were mentioning paradise, right? That's where she needs to be.
Not one person we asked said they wanted to fly. Not one person.
It's surprising.
Right?
Captain Marvel flies. She does all that stuff.
Huh.
Mm. Enjoy the movie. It's out today.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Marcy and Thomas joining us together this morning. Marcy, let's start with you. What's going on?
My boyfriend Thomas, his grandmother passed away, and he's inherited a property upstate Connecticut. He thinks it's a good idea for us to move to save money and commute, you know, an excess of an hour to work every day.
So let me understand. This is a house that you now own outright. It's been left to him by his grandmother.
Correct.
Okay. It's not haunted. It's just a side question for myself.
I hope not.
Okay.
I haven't been there yet.
And what's the issue?
So we live in Stanford right now, and we have an awesome high-rise apartment. We can walk to the train station. We can walk to restaurants. We both live in Stanford, so I just don't understand the point of us moving out of Stanford all the way up north for the purpose of occupying a free home.
Ah.
Money is a powerful draw, obviously, but it's not the only thing. You know, when you like your life, it's questionable, right?
Right. I could see how life is good. It's everything you want right now.
I used to have a beautiful place on the river in Boston, but it took me an hour and a half to get from work every day. I should have left that and lived in some warehouse in downtown. I would have been much happier. One of my biggest regrets.
So, Thomas, I'm assuming you want to move to this house.
Yeah, I want to move to the house. It's a free house. I mean,
thanks,
I don't know
Nana.
What else to say. And not only is it a free house, but it's beautiful. 2 stories, an attic. A basement. It's got porches on 2 sides of the house. It's gorgeous.
How long would it take you to get to work?
About an hour or so. I don't think it's that major. It's going to save us thousands of dollars a year. I mean, tens of thousands of dollars a year to live there. So I don't see the downside.
How long does it take you to get to work right now?
Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge, I mean, you think it's no big deal, but it's both of you time after time. It adds up.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Thomas. A free house is a free house, especially a nice free house. But they may see your side too, Marcy, that you're happy where you live. You don't mind paying it. It's convenient to your job. You're happy there. And why move? You could sell that house and pocket that money. You guys agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's International Women's Day. So throughout the day here at Star 99.9, we're going to be playing songs by women, which is very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Today, though, on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, the disagreement between Thomas and Marcy. Thomas has had a house left to him by his Nana. Nana's gone now. They got a free house, but Marcy doesn't want to move upstate Connecticut.
Yeah, they live in Stanford now. They work in Stanford. They got a nice high-rise apartment. She's happy there. Says they don't have a commute. Why are they going to move an hour away for a free house? He doesn't seem to think like that. He said, all the money we could save, what's the big deal? And we'll have a house, not an apartment. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm on the wife's side. He should sell the house. He doesn't realize they're basically spending 30% of their time driving back and forth to work, not including gas. They're just spending time. It's a crazy thing.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. And no question that, you know, obviously commuting is expensive. And really, to me, Anna, it's about the human tear, right, on your actual life. Because it's hard, it's stressful. But here's the thing that makes me nervous. 3, 4, 5 years, you change so much. You might want that house. You might want to be out there in the country in 5 years. You don't know.
That's true. Ah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Would you want to move into a free house if you really loved the apartment you lived in?
Questions. Is it haunted?
I mean, we don't think so. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Thomas inherited his grandmother's cape. It's way up north. And they currently live in Stamford in a high-rise apartment that she loves. Marcy's happy living there.
Right.
No commute to work. They have, like, kind of a city life. He says, no. We're going to save all this money. We're going to move up north. She's like, I don't want to commute. I like where we are.
Yeah, to be fair, they said it is a beautiful house. However, you're talking about 10 minutes transportation now in the morning to go to work. 10 to 15 minutes, I think he said, an hour. And that's if the conditions are right.
Which we know here in Connecticut, they ain't never right.
They often are not, right. I mean, two-story house with a wraparound porch sounds pretty nice, but I guess it's up to them.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. You don't choose to commute an hour every day. I would pay a lot more to have a lower commute than I do now, and I travel 2.5 hours.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
I mean, that commute will kill you.
Yeah, no question. I had a long commute like that before. It is brutal.
Right.
It is absolutely brutal. And in Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, although it's touchy because they're not married. But I would say sell the house, buy something closer to where they work. I mean, I commute over an hour each way work every day, and it's a bit.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think I'm on the wife's side, but my question was if they have the capability to work from home a few days a week, then maybe moving wouldn't be that much of a big deal.
Yeah, but I think there's got to be something instead for her. She doesn't want to live in the boondocks. Like, she's not into that. I'm a city girl. I don't ever want to live somewhere where it takes me 30 minutes to get to Walmart, you know?
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. I don't know. I think that you hit a certain point in life where that's all you want. But
No.
It's just me.
When am I going to reach that point? Because I still am not at that point. I feel her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Marcy, our audience agreed with you this morning. Thomas, convenience and like happiness in life sometimes may trump just being free.
Right. If you're happy where you are, sometimes moving, not the best choice.
I thought working less would be a better option. I can't believe all your listeners want to give up a free house.
Well,
but I guess I agreed to it, so.
Thomas, I'll just say this. I mean, at the very least, lifestyles change. So you might be so pumped about it now, and Marcy might be, totally cold on the idea. But a few years goes by, and you never know what it could bring. So if at all possible, maybe you don't sell it. Maybe you rent it now at this point, and then you guys can visit this again down the line.
Maybe. I'm open to that.
Options is always good. Marcy, been my experience that the money is great, but we burn through it a lot quicker than we expect. And then after, we kind of say to ourselves a lot of times, maybe I should have thought differently.
I agree.
All right, well, we wish you guys the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. It's International Women's Day. Throughout the day today, we're going to be playing all female artists on the show. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Speaking of international women, one of the hottest women right now is Lady Gaga. So when I came across this video, I was like, huh. Because everyone's listening to every word that she says, right?
Well, she's like the it girl of the moment. I mean, she has been for a while, but with the movie and with music and all those different things. Right, and she's getting ready to start her Vegas residency. Yeah, she's on the tip of everybody's tongue. And, of course, she's in love with Bradley Cooper.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, no, it is.
So she said this at an award ceremony.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. But I had this one incredible talent with me.
And, of course, she's talking about the love of her life, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and then this video fast forwards to a different ceremony. She was the next day, and this is what she said.
Okay.
You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you, and 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him.
Oh. That's also good.
Yeah.
She's also talking about Bradley Cooper there, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, she loves him.
Later on, at another ceremony, friends. she says this.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you, and that was him.
Oh.
Are you sure that Lady Gaga's not stuck? Is she stuck?
What?
She's on a loop.
Is she skipping?
It's like a CD.
Is that a Lady Gaga robot?
Wait.
Because, I mean, she's busy. All right.
Very busy.
She is busy.
Interview, red carpet, Oscars.
Oh, let me hear.
You know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe, but all it takes is one.
Now they're adding music because somebody else has caught on to this trend, I'm guessing.
Like,
here.
Wait
now
a second.
Wait a minute. Right, right. You're not in a room, by the way. You're on a red carpet. Now you're outside.
Blink twice.
In a span of 30 days, she said that 16 times.
Listen, man, it's a lot of interviews. Let's be honest. She's used to the. So tell me about the recording process of the album. She's not used to these, you know, actress questions. All right. So she just had that answer ready to go. It felt good the first couple times.
Okay.
And then she just got stuck in a rut.
All right. Let's say you had a lot of series of interviews coming up, right?
Yeah.
But you could only repeat one meaningful thing over and over and over.
Oh, man. That's so... So am I asking... But I'm not asking a question.
No.
I'm just... Okay.
You're just,
but I'm responding. I'm using it in conversation.
It has to be something along this lines. Ready?
Hold on. Oh, no.
You know, 100 people can be in a room and 99 don't believe in you.
Yep.
And just one person believes in you. And it can change everything.
You know, the worst part about this is that I believe Bradley Cooper said that to her. Right. I believe that is Bradley Cooper's line. She just took it. She's like, that's it. That's going to be what I got here.
All right. Do you want to do yours or should I do mine?
You go first here. I know that mine aren't going to be good.
Here I am. It's only one.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Get me ready. Oh, here I am on the red carpet. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted the epic music. You didn't want a duck. I mean, you could have gave me a heads up. I would have got you a duck.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, okay, that's something that I would just continuously repeat
right
on every different red carpet.
They're like, we don't even know what that means,
right,
but it's inspiring.
I'm pretty sure that woman's having a problem right now. Here.
There could be 99 ducks in a room.
Right.
And if they all quack, they're all ducks.
What's yours, Raven?
My father used to say, it is what it is, which was the most frustrating thing a person could ever say, because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It just means, yep, done talking to you.
It is what it is.
Right.
Be what it be.
If it looks like a duck.
Mine's like, get up, get going, really, would be mine.
That's it?
Yeah. Even on the red carpet, because I'd be like, this party is not over yet. Uh-huh. Yep. I could be home on the couch with my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought these ducks?
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you and just one does.
And that's it?
Yeah. Now that's a real quack.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
It's International Women's Day, and joining us, it's a leading lady in Raven's life, his wife, Alicia. What's going on?
I'm sick, Anna. I got some kind of cold, and my birthday is tomorrow, so I'm not happy about it.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
What do you guys have planned for your birthday?
So I'm supposed to go out with some friends for some drinks. I don't know.
We're going to have some dinner, we're going to party, we're going to our favorite pizza joint, and then we're going to go out, we're supposed to go dancing, blah, blah, blah. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. If I feel better.
You'll feel better. Just take some medicine and then just power through.
Yeah, by medicine, you mean Tito's. Just, you know, drink some of that and you'll be fine. And then Sunday you'll wake up and you'll be whining and it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I put up a post asking for people's suggestions on how to get rid of this. And there's some crazy stuff out there. Like, I'm just about to drink all of it and see what happens.
What do they say?
Some fire cider stuff, elderberry, Chinese sweet and sour soup. God, I don't know.
Interesting.
Whiskey, man. Just pour a little whiskey on it.
Whiskey, yeah. Whiskey was like one of the number one. Some whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, take a cold and flu Tylenol, but I don't know. I mean, it sounds pretty boring next
what do you
to
think
elderberry.
That, right. What do you think that stuff's made out of? It's the same type of thing.
Whiskey?
It's all an intoxicant in one form or another.
True.
Should I pour whiskey on cold medicine? I don't know.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
I mean, I wouldn't
I'm
take both.
Try it.
It's one or the other. I would not take both.
Give me a woman that you look up to.
You know, well, I would automatically go to both my grandmothers because the things they've seen and how long they were married, and it's just crazy. You know, like, they've been through so much, so many crazy times. But right now in my life, I would have to say my girl Kelly. She's so kind and loving and generous, and at the same time,
a badass. Been in the military, she's a cop, she goes to work, puts her life on the line every day. She goes across the, and she can bench the weight of a grown man. And at the same time, she can throw on a pair of heels and a dress and be like, you know, the hottest chick at the party. It's insane, you know. She's a couple years younger than me, and she's everything I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, Kelly's pretty cool, I'll give you that. All right, so yeah. How's Raven behaving as a husband?
You know, he's trying, Anna. I wonder what it's like to be a man and lay on the couch and do nothing when you don't feel good.
I mean, it never feels good to lay anywhere when you're sick. Doesn't feel good to do anything when you're sick.
Right.
Trying to hook her up, but... I literally asked her if there was something I could do for her at least a dozen times yesterday. Every time she would sooner or later come up with something, and I did it. But I don't know what more I could have done.
Well, you know,
clearly I missed the mark on something.
Yeah,
I
mean, clearly. Well, let's hope you make up for it on this big birthday weekend you got coming up.
Not like she told me anything she wanted anyways.
You expecting a gift, Alicia?
No, I want to go out dancing. I don't want him to whine about it.
Got it? I mean, that's pretty easy. Just put a smile on your face and go.
Right. I think I got that all under control.
Nobody likes the place I want to go. Everybody whines about the place that I want to go.
I mean, so. It's your birthday. You can pick wherever you want. Yeah, they can complain another day.
Let me just point out the fact that none of that is my responsibility. So the none of that should reflect on my grade this week or next week. I can't control what anybody else feels. I'm going. I'll have a smile on my face and I'll pick up the tab. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
What kind of grade do you want to give him for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna. He tried.
That's not so bad.
Right. It's not my fault that I'm a dude.
Right.
Right? I mean, I was just born with that burden.
Yep.
Right.
It is International Women's Day today, Star 99.9. And it's also Women's History Month, which is why it's so exciting that this month, for the first time ever... there will be an all-female spacewalk.
What? That's right. You know, I just love any excuse to go ahead and play space music. I have to tell you, actually, I was pretty shocked that it's taken this long. I would have thought that there was an all-female spacewalk.
Yep.
7.5 hours they'll go out at the end of the thing to do some sort of cryogenic experiment. Imagine not screwing up for 7.5 hours.
Be impossible,
right?
For us.
I mean, because if you screw up in space once... you're done.
Like, that's it. There's
you're
no do-overs.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. You're done.
So this was really exciting for women. It's, you know, it's the first time that we're all going to space just together. But.
I live like a girl's sleepover camp in space.
Right.
There'll be guys on the station, but they're not going to go out and do this job with you. Right.
Exactly. But I found it insane that there's 5 different major positions in the world that women have not held. Let's go through them. Ready?
Really? Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because now that you got space wrapped up. Sleepover camp at space. What do you got here? Jobs that have not been held by women.
President and Vice President of the United States.
Yeah.
We came close
last
time.
We got close. Yeah. Got close.
We knocked on that glass ceiling.
Hey, you're close. Real close there at that point.
But not there yet.
Yep, not quite there. Nope.
How about a head coach of a major sports team? That I thought was kind of interesting.
So that's also really close right now at this point. There's an assistant head coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
But it was the first one in the last year or two with San Antonio Spurs, I believe.
Right.
And I think there might be one in the NFL.
Yeah, there's a couple assistant coaches in the NFL.
There's one in the NFL now, but they're like strength and training coaches instead of like, you know.
Head coaches.
Right. And there's no like defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, which are the other big positions. So.
Yeah.
But I think it's coming. I do think it's coming, actually.
I think so, too. I mean, there's women that own sports teams. That's for sure.
That's been going on for a while.
Right. Yeah.
That's been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And some successful and others not so much. But, I mean, that's all ownership.
But that's everybody.
Right. That's all ownership.
A woman has never held a Catholic clergy role, bishops, priests, or deacons. And I think that's really interesting.
Is that a rule?
Yeah.
So is that a rule that they can't?
I was actually talking to a nun the other day, and
just hanging out with a nun.
I was.
Anna Zapp, just hanging out with a nun.
You know how
right.
I roll.
Right, just hanging out with a nun.
And she was really sweet, and she was an older nun, and she was telling me how like she had always dreamed that one day that she would be able to do it, and I
sure.
And it was crazy to me to think like. I don't know. You never think about that. Like, they have hopes and dreams, too, the nuns.
Yeah.
You
should have helped her start her Twitter handle. We could have started the public campaign, got it going. Really sweet nun that you were hanging out with.
Yeah.
What else you got?
How about the fact that a woman has never held the role of a CEO of a top 5 Fortune 500 company?
Is that real? That doesn't feel real, right? Isn't it CEO of Facebook? Isn't it a woman now, right? I mean, he just sits back. He's like the prince. Zuckerberg is the chief prince.
I don't think so.
Of Facebook? No? All right. I thought that woman was in charge. I'm sorry.
How about the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
I mean, when he talks, he doesn't make sense. When she talks, she makes sense about Facebook.
He's
so
I figured
she was in charge. That's all.
No.
That's all right. So
yeah.
Chief Justice?
Of the Supreme Court. So it wasn't until 1981 that Reagan put Sandra Day O'Connor in it. She was the first member of the Supreme Court. But there's never been a Chief Justice that's been a woman.
Well, you know what? Set these on your vision boards, ladies, and get these jobs going. And let's get these things taken care of, right?
Especially if you're a young girl sitting in the car right now. Listen. We need you. You got to pull it together.
Momentum's with you, all right? Get to work today. Make it a good day.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I like you, Joe. Like, actually.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You know what they call a quarter pound of a cheating friend.
Royale with cheese.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Sheila, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Sheila.
All right. Sheila, Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door slams, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions today. All about women because it's International Women's Day. If you can get them right and beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. But you got to beat him. It can't be a tie, okay?
Okay.
Number one, who wrote the novel Frankenstein?
Oh, Mary Shelley.
Number two, this pop artist that turns 30 this year says in an interview with Elle Magazine that Kim Kardashian is a bully.
Taylor Swift.
Number three, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have been in a few movies together, but which one did Tina play Miss Norberry and Amy play Mrs. George?
Mean Girls.
Number four, who was the original female judge on American Idol when it premiered in 2002?
Paula Abdul.
Number five, who was the first person to have a number one album and number one film in the same week? I'm going to give you options for this one, okay? Is
okay.
it Beyonce? Jennifer Hudson, Lady Gaga, or Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Hudson.
Okay. Let's bring Raven in. Raven!
Yo.
Okay. Sheila got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Sheila, that's pretty good.
Okay. Number one, who wrote the novel Frankenstein?
Mary Shelley wrote the novel Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley is correct. Let's see. Sheila's still leading you 4-1. Number two, this pop artist that turns 30 this year says in an interview with Elle Magazine that Kim Kardashian is a bully.
I agree with her. Taylor Swift.
That is also correct. Sheila, still leading you 4-2. Number three, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have been in a few movies together. But in which one did Tina play Miss Norberry and Amy play Mrs. George?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to guess Mean Girls because you try and trick me up with her being in Mean Girls.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that's straight luck right there.
Yeah.
That is straight luck for me.
Man.
I know.
That was a tricky one.
Yeah. Sheila, you're still leading 4-3. Number four, who was the original female judge in American Idol when it premiered in 2002?
Paula Abdul.
That's right. You guys are tied at 4.
Still hoping Paula Abdul wants to be our BFF when she goes on tour.
I hope so, too. Number five, who was the first person to have a number one album and number one film in the same week? Was it Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, Lady Gaga, or Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, man.
I know, right? That's a hard one.
I'm going to guess it was Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez is correct.
Wow!
Yep.
That very was just impressive. A good guess. Look at how in touch I am with my feminine side.
Yeah, that week, J-Lo, that was the name of her album, that premiered, and also The Wedding Planner premiered, and was
terrible
number
movie.
One.
Terrible.
Still was number one at the box office.
Yeah, she's so popular, man.
I'm sorry, Sheila. Raven beat you 5-4 this morning.
Bummer. All right, my name is Sheila, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
By the way, it's all not right. okay for wedding planners to take away the groom.
Well.
Isn't that what she did?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
She fell in love with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Make sure you're listening today at 5:30 for the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
It's International Women's Day. Joining us this morning, it's Jane Ferrara, CEO of Mercy Learning Center in Bridgeport. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
I received an email from one of the tutors at Mercy Learning Center, and they were explaining to me what you guys do there, and I had never heard of it before, and I was so excited that it's right in our backyard and everything that they're doing for women. Can you fill in our audience a little bit about the different programs you have there?
Be glad to. Mercy Learning Center is a 32-year-old center for women's literacy in South End of Bridgeport. We work with over 1,000 women who are undereducated. That means that they don't have a high school diploma. For some reason, they fell through the cracks of public school education, or they're immigrant women that have come into the city, and our goal is to help them get educated.
I saw that stat on your website. 1 in 5 women in Bridgeport don't have a high school diploma.
It's really staggering to even hear that out loud. If you don't have a basic education, I mean, you are starting so far behind everybody else that just the opportunities are not there for you.
Exactly. With a diploma, it's like almost a $10,000 salary raise.
Right.
Just with that high school diploma versus working at minimum job wages. Our women come in about a second or third grade level, believe it or not. We have actually a full-time program and a part-time program. We use about 200 volunteers in our part-time program, folks from the community around us that come in and give 4 hours a week to help educate a woman.
That's amazing. People want to volunteer. I assume they're always looking for volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So we'll put all the information up. MercyLearningCenter.org. Is the website if you want to learn more. For these women, what kind of programs do you have? It's a lot about literacy, but what else can they learn and achieve there?
Depends on what their goals are, but to get the GED exam, they need to really be pretty excellent at math, social studies, science, and language arts. So we have those programs to be able to prepare them for the diploma. If they need English language, then we're giving ESL classes for them. Offer driver's ed, a lot of computer literacy, PowerPoint, Excel, learn how to type, do resume, job search, get them ready for the workforce.
Giving them a fantastic footing there for a future. This is how many people learn about those things that excite them. Find smarts you never knew you had can lead to such an exciting career path and a great life.
I know a lot. I saw, again, staggering facts and stats. 97% of students report an annual household income below $40,000. When a woman comes to Mercy Learning Center, does she have to pay for the services?
All free.
Wow.
It's a two-generational approach, so we actually have a licensed child care on site.
Wow.
So that if you're coming to our program and you have children under 5 years old, we'll care for them and actually give them pre-literacy skills. They're kindergarten ready by the time they're ready to enter the public school system.
It's amazing what you guys are doing. And if you think that you're too old, I saw that the students' ages were quite varied.
Our youngest student that we can take is 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Our oldest right now is about 78 years old.
Wow.
And every woman is welcome, and it's really about empowering women so that they can have a voice in their own personal lives, but also in the workforce, and that they can get better jobs and hopefully make sustainable wages for their families so they can actually support their families.
Yeah, so really important. If you think that this may be a fit for you and you want more information about attending, go to mercylearningcenter.org, or maybe if you want to volunteer some of your time and help some women in our local community too, again, you can head to mercylearningcenter.org. Jane, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time and the opportunity to speak to your community.